2012. You are listening to Supworld Radio every Tuesday morning, 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. with your host, Melanie Coles. Today's show will feature Tim the Mute from Kingfisher Blues. So stay tuned. You are listening to Supworld Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. Today's show features my co-host Tim the Mute, and you just heard a song by him off of his latest 7-inch. The song is called Anything You Want. Welcome, Tim.
Hey, Melanie. What's up, world?
So for the first half hour of the show, Tim is going to choose the tracks, and he's going to play a bunch of songs off of his label, past releases and upcoming releases, and talk about releases that he would dream of putting out, dream releases. So was that your most recent release, your Tim the Mute 7-inch?
Absolutely. That is Anything You Want, featuring Devin Parkin. I'll probably play another track from him later on. I did that 7-inch, came out 3 weeks ago or something, and I've already sold over half of them. There's only 150 copies, so pick one up at your local record store.
That's impressive that you've already sold over half of them. How did you sell them all?
I don't know. Just, brute force. I haven't played any shows since it came out either, so...
That's quite impressive, Tim.
Just because I put my face on the front, and because I work at a record store, people come in and they see the record, and then they see me, and...
They feel
like they have to buy it. Pretty soon, they'll all be turning up in, car boot sales.
I guess that's true, because you do work at a record store, and you are pretty friendly with all the customers.
Aggressively.
Gotta buy his 7-inch. So, before that, you put out a 7-inch on glow-in-the-dark vinyl?
I did. That is actually the Count Oak and Sebastian Fleet. I might play a Count Oak song later on. He is from Nanaimo originally. Now he lives in Toronto. And Sebastian Fleet is from New Brunswick. But, I did 100 copies on glow-in-the-dark. So, I sold those out in maybe 3 weeks as well. And now there's a second press of it. Available at all local record stores.
So that was your second release, right?
That was the first release.
First release.
Yeah. And then I did the Teen Plaque, which is like an improvised punk supergroup. And I did 50 copies of that on clear lathe cut vinyl.
50 copies.
That's not yeah.
very many.
I know. I'm gonna do an. Actually, I think I might have just run out of them, so I might do like a proper vinyl press of it now.
Hmm. So you have three 7-inches out.
Yep.
And you're working on three more?
I am. Yeah. I got three more records probably gonna come out by the end of summer is what I'm hoping, but they never go as quick as you'd like them to. Yeah, I've got the Eek record. If you've seen Eek around town, they are sort of like an indie rock band with an influence of like second wave emo. They're pretty cool, and I'm doing that on Forest Green vinyl, 250 copies. We went for the all out. We got the custom color. It's like translucent green and like black and blue all swirled in. It's gonna look really cool.
That sounds cool. And then what else are you going to do this summer?
I'm also going to be doing a record by a Scottish musician called Adam Stafford. He was in a band called Y'all Is Fantasy Island.
How did you hook up with him?
Well, you know, I just really liked his band. And then I heard he had a new sort of digital download of his first solo record. I got in touch with him and I said, "Hey, Adam, let's do a record." He said, "All right, can I make it sky blue?" I said, "Okay."
He asked you that?
Yeah.
He's so speaking your language,
yeah.
too.
So we got like 300 copies on Sky Blue Record coming out probably, I guess, like July.
And have you heard the tracks?
I have. And yeah. Actually, I brought one today to play later on. Yeah, actually, I've only heard a demo of the B-side he recorded, but it sounds phenomenal. I wish I could play it for you. It's featuring Zoe Van Gooey, who are like another Scottish band. They share members with like Aidan Moffat's band, I think.
So lots of exciting things coming up this summer.
Absolutely. I also have a record by Vancouver band Village coming out probably, I'm hoping for August, but you know.
That would be their first 7-inch, huh?
That would be their first physical release, I think, yeah.
All right, that's exciting. So what is the first track that you want to play on today's show?
The first track? Let's see. What did I say? Oh, yeah. You know what? I was going to play some of my Kingfisher Blues stuff, but I wanted to kick it off with a little bang. I brought, because it's sort of, you know, it's still relatively morning time. You know, I didn't want to rock too hard, but this is sort of the peppiest song I brought. It's by a band called Coastal Cities from England. And they're really, like, 17 years old, and they're really peppy.
I'm Nothing like tennis.
2012 Grammy Award winners, Tedeschi Trucks Band brings their blues-inspired show to the Vancouver Center for Performing Arts for one night, June 19th. Tickets on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.ca or by calling 855-985-5000. Don't miss Tedeschi Trucks Band on June 19th at the Vancouver Center for Performing Arts. For more information, go to TedeschiTrucks.com.
Well, I came to the city. I was running from...
The alphabet has only 26 letters. With these 26 magic symbols, however, millions of words are written every day.
This May in Discorder, sit down for a chat with local thrash punk sensations New Sensei. Get well acquainted with Peace before their new album drops. Find out if Weed the Band is better than The Substance. And discover the response from members of Brestronaut on the controversy surrounding bands and crowdsourced funding. As always in Discorder, get your healthy dose of Venue News, Filmstrip, take a look at our beautiful calendar, browse the always-changing CITR program guide, tuck up bits of Mark DeLong's art project on your bedroom walls, take in some reviews of music both recorded and live, and all the other goodies you know and love. Pick up your beautiful and free copy of Discorder at any Friends of CITR business, or if you've gone paperless, don't forget to check out Discorder at discorder.ca. Discorder, that magazine from CITR, supporting local music for over 25 years.
We are back, Sup World, featuring Tim the Mute.
Hey.
So that last track we played was Coastal Cities.
Yeah.
Pretty impressive. I dug it.
They're cool, eh? They sound a bit like the drums or something.
But 17 years old.
But they're like 17 years old, yeah.
Where are they from?
You know what? I'm not sure. I think they're from a coastal city in England. yeah, I can't really remember. But
they're from the UK?
They're from the UK. And I don't know if they're signed or anything yet, but check it out. They're really cool. They got a band camp or something.
And up next, you are going to play Adam Stafford.
Adam Stafford, yeah, he's from Scotland, and this is going to be, I believe, KFB 005. This is going to be the fifth 7-inch on my label. This is the A side. I believe this is a demo version of the A side, but you'll be able to hear the full thing probably July.
So the song is called Shot Down You Summer Wannabes.
Absolutely. He's just filmed a video for it, and it's being played on BBC right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a hit.
Yeah, Kingfisher Blues.
I know.
The hit.
I'm really hoping that people are going to, you know, maybe be ordering my records from Scotland now.
Yeah, that's pretty exciting.
It'll be a hit.
All right, so this is... Adam Stafford, Shot Down You Summer Wannabes. On CITR.
Swelling sea behind us, and over us.
Adam Stafford with Shot Down, You Summer Wannabes.
Coming this summer on Kingfisher Blues Records.
And so that was just a guy and a loop pedal.
It's true. It's one Scottish guy playing a loop pedal and singing into it.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, actually in the video, when the video comes out, you'll be able to see him doing it. He does it live in the video.
So no instruments, just voice and loop pedal.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, he's a really cool guy. He's a documentary filmmaker, I think, or he's some sort of filmmaker out in Scotland there. And, yeah, I'm really excited to be putting out his record.
Huh. That's kind of like my voice intro that I did for you this morning.
Yeah.
Just me and a bunch of echo.
You should do a record.
Yeah, with my voice-changing machine.
I'd be into it.
We put it out on Kingfisher Blues.
Yeah.
Okay, so right now we have a ticket giveaway.
Yeah, we got a ticket giveaway, a couple tickets to my buddy Shushu, member of the band Teen Plaque, released on Kingfisher Blues, KFB002.
So the show is May 28th at the Biltmore. If you want to win a pair of tickets, call in 604-UBC-CITR, 604-UBC-CITR. And answer the following skill testing question.
The skill testing question is, why do birds suddenly appear every time you are near?
All right. So call in and answer a question, and you will win two tickets to see Shushu at the Biltmore on May 28th. So in the meantime, while you're all calling in, we are going to play a little Dilly Dally. Can you tell us a bit about us that? Bit about that, Tim?
Dilly Dally are a band from Toronto. They are pretty cool. Actually, I was hoping to put out their... Actually, I think I might be putting out this record. I don't want to speak too soon, but 90%. This is probably going to be KFB 006.
All right, so this is Dilly Dally. And again, if you want to win two tickets to see Shushu, call in 604-UBC-CATR. Oh, it looks like somebody's calling. So here is Dilly Dally, and the song is called Green. Okay, so that was Dilly Dally.
Dilly Dally.
With Green.
Yeah, hopefully a future release on Kingfisher Blues.
So, is that, that's going to be on green vinyl?
You know what? I think it has to be.
think it has to be.
Yeah. The next song I'm going to play is by Count Oak, who is on KFB 001 under Sebastian Fleet and Count Oak. This one he's actually singing on. It is a demo. For his next record, and no one's ever heard it, so I'd
really?
Be happy. Yeah, I'd be happy to play it on here on CITR, a worldwide debut.
Wow, radio premiere!
And if you like any of the music you're hearing today, I would say check out our website, it's KingfisherBlues.com, with a Z, KingfisherBlues.com, and we got vinyl you can order there, and there's probably other stuff too. Twitter, we're on Twitter.
All right, so here is Count Oak. Buried under maybes.
Thank you. Hi, it's Will from Weed, and you're listening to 101.9 FM Radio CITR. Sup, world?
Guest host, Sup World Radio.
Sup World.
All right, so that was Devin Parkin. Who's Devin Parkin, Tim?
Devin Parkin is this really great sort of tortured genius who is from Vancouver. I gotta tell you, I just love his sound. It sounds to me like, I don't know, reminds me of Eric's Tripped. It's really lo-fi sound. I really like it. And I couldn't be happier to be putting out his record. He's that was a demo actually for a future 7-inch. So if you're digging it, keep your eyes peeled. Maybe this winter we'll have a Devin Parkin record ready for you. He actually is the gentleman doing background vocals on my single.
Huh.
Yeah.
The single that we heard?
We heard it earlier, yes.
Ah.
And he's gently cooing in the background, strumming a guitar, and yeah, we recorded that in his bedroom, wrote it and recorded it in about 20 minutes, and now it is on a piece of vinyl for you to buy.
You wrote it and recorded it in 20 minutes?
Yeah. I try to put like about an hour cap on the writing, recording process. If only I could release things that quickly as well, it would be pretty neat.
Yeah, if you could get one of those old record players to record right onto the vinyl.
That would be lovely.
That would be quite lovely. You would be very prolific. You would have a lot of releases. Okay, so coming up next, you are going to play Eek.
Yes, it's important that the listeners of Sup World hold this moment in their minds as the first time they heard Eek Potential on the radio. This is the single, the A-side of Eek's new record, which is actually going to be out on Kingfisher Blues. I've already sent the order, so it should be here, you know, within a few weeks. I'm pretty excited about it.
So many radio debuts.
I know. Well, I mean, like, I gotta tell you, I didn't ask any band's permissions to play their demos or unreleased masters on the air here. So, you know, hopefully they'll be appreciating their $4 checks next quarter.
Yeah. That's something about Subworld. I always end up playing a lot of stuff that's unreleased, which is pretty cool.
It is pretty cool.
Stuff that's not even online or put out on vinyl or anything.
That Devin Parkin song, probably, you know, the second person to hear it.
Wonderful. And all the millions of listeners.
I mean, we're broadcasting to the whole world right now.
Yeah, exactly.
This Eek song is a big hit, you know. I'm really happy with it. Play it loud.
All right. It's my first time hearing it, too. So here is Eek Potential.
That was Eek Potential. Yeah, what a hit. I gotta tell you, I hope you're excited. I am excited. 250 copies on green vinyl will be showing up at my front door in a couple of weeks, and they're gonna be in every local radio store currently.
Every local radio store.
Oh my
in
gosh.
The world.
In every local Radio Shack.
That would be cool.
Now, The Source.
Is the only place you can get it.
Yeah, you should be able to buy any Kingfisher Blues releases at Dandelion, Zulu, Audiopile, Zoo Shop, Red Cat. Are there any other stores? Neptune. I think that's it.
That's a lot.
That's every store. Scratch. Yeah, shout out to Scratch.
So they are playing Thunderbird Radio Hell this Thursday?
On Thursday, yeah. I'm pretty excited about it. I will be tuning in for sure.
So Thunderbird Radio Hell, if you don't know, is a weekly show hosted by Ben Lai where bands come into the studio and they play live on air.
I think it's at 10 p.m.
So this week's band is what you just heard, Eek.
Eek on Kingfisher Blues.
So tune into that. Okay, so up next, you are going to play a song by Standard Fare.
I love Standard Fare. I'm a big fan. They're from Sheffield, I believe. And this is not a Kingfisher Blues release. I would love for it to be. I wrote their label, and I was like, hey, you know, if you guys are interested in doing a Canadian single, let's do it. But I haven't heard back yet.
Who was the band? Was it Dilly Dally who sent you the letter saying about that they wanted to put out a release because you're from BC, the land of the Sasquatch?
Yeah, I'm not. You know, it's you know, trying to run an independent record label is a bit tricky because you have to deal with bands who are like just so weird. You know, weird artsy people are in bands, and when you try to talk to them about you know, things like putting out records, they're very vague and weird. But yeah, Dilly Dally are like friends of friends of mine, and I just fell in love with that song, and I'm hoping to put it out. But yeah, they sent some weird email back in response to me, so I think I'm just gonna put it out and see what happens, because you know, it's a great tune. I really am excited about it. You know, I think they're into it. You know, it was just a very vague yes.
How did they word it? Do you remember?
Oh, you know, I don't remember. Something about the Sasquatch was mentioned in there for sure. Yeah.
All right. So you're going to take that as a yes. Yes, I can put out your record.
Yes, I will be putting out that record, I think. Yeah. Even if I have to, you know, buy it off their Bandcamp and release it. I don't think they'll mind.
Okay. Standard Fare.
Standard Fare.
Darth Vader.
Darth Vader. This is one of my favorite songs to come out in the last year, and actually they just did an unplugged version of this for Where It's At Is Where You Are, which is like a really great tweet pop label, and they have a 10-inch series called The Hangover Lounge, and this is a song that was recently featured, although this is the version off their album, which I believe is called Out of Sight, Out of Town.
Alright, so here is Standard Fare on CTR.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Flaming Angels Boutique, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl, and the Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Sunday, Monday, Sunday, Thursday night only, Thunderbird Radio Hell.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, Jay. How's it going?
All right, I guess.
I didn't think I would bump into you in the street.
No, usually on Thursday nights, I'm listening to Thunderbird Radio Hell.
So am I.
Yeah, usually the radio has a show on at 9 p.m. to 11.
9 p.m. to 11 p.m., that's right.
It's a pretty good show.
Is that the show with the live bands?
Yeah, it sounds like there's talking between the band and the guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Interviewing bands while they're still alive.
I'll check it out.
Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Wow.
That's a great ad.
That was a great ad. So that was an ad for Thunderbird Radio Hell, which is the show we were talking about on Thursday.
Yeah, Eek will be on there.
Eek will be on there this week.
Kingfisher Blues recording artist Eek.
I think I just like to say Eek.
Eek.
Eek will be on there.
There was a lot of debate when they started over whether there's going to be two or three E's in their name. And I was really for two E's, for just like Eek. Like, was it Eek the Cat? Hmm. I think they're named after a hat anyways.
What were the debates on both sides?
Well, the main debate for me was, like, Eek the Cat, or is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Or Eek a Mouse is, like, a reggae artist. And I was thinking, Eek, you know, Eek is with two E's. But, yeah, they named themselves after a hat, like, this Halloween hat they have. It says Eek, and there's three E's on that. So to be true to the hat, they really wanted to have three E's for their Eek.
You gotta be true to the hat.
Gotta be true to the hat, absolutely. And it actually almost made the cover of their record. And their debut 7-inch very narrowly missed having a hat on the cover. But I think that the cover we're going with is going to be a little bit better.
All right, so Eek with three E's.
With three E's and an exclamation mark.
So coming up next is...
Village. Yeah, Village started out as sort of a collaboration between Count Oak and Village, and then she decided to sort of just do it herself, and it was really neat, and Count Oak was producing for her, and now I think they're sort of going as like a full band. There's like four members or something.
So who is her? Who is Village?
Village is a local Asian from Vancouver, BC. Yeah, she's really excellent, nice girl, and yeah, full Asian. Probably the only Asian I know. I mean, I'm half Asian myself, but I don't really know any other Asians. So if you're, you know, I guess maybe I should be looking for more Asians for the label. If you're in a band and you're Asian, send an email to kingfisherblues@gmail.com. I could really use some factor grants.
All right.
All right.
Thank you for that introduction to Village.
Village.
So what's this song called?
This song is called Stranger Thoughts, and it actually recently had a really incredible, super fantastic remix by The Passenger, who is a Vancouver guy. You may know him. And yeah, I'm not playing that version. I'm playing the version that is most likely going to be appearing on their Kingfisher Blues single, KFB 006, I think.
All right, so we're going to play a track by Village. And the show's almost over. We only have 10 minutes left,
Tim. Oh, my gosh. Well, I got to go to work.
I know. Tim's got to go to work. So, did you want to say your goodbyes now, or do you want to say goodbye after Village?
I'll say goodbye after, you know?
All right.
You know, I'm not going to be running out of here or anything.
So, stay tuned for Tim's goodbyes.
It's going to be really...
heartfelt.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so here is Village on Sub World Radio. So that was Village.
Village, yeah. Kingfisher Blues feature release. And yeah, I'm pretty happy about that.
And the song is called Stranger Thoughts.
Absolutely.
Yeah, sounded really nice.
Oh, thanks. Well, you know, thank you so much for having me on the show, you know?
Yeah, thanks for coming in, Tim. It's been great.
It's been an absolute blast, Melanie.
Yeah,
it's I've been having the time of my life. And, yeah, and if any of the listeners of Supworld are interested in the music that they heard in the last hour, you know, I got a website. It's kingfisherblues.com with a Z, Kingfisher Blues. And I'm on Twitter at Kingfisher Blues and Facebook. And I think that's about it. That's all the social networking I have time for.
And if you want to see a playlist of songs that we played today, it's all available on CITR. Go to playlists and it'll be under Supworld.
Supworld.
Exactly. So you can see names of all the tracks that we played, who it's by, what album it's off of, if you're interested.
Nice. I am.
So that has been that. I'm going to give a little spiel about stuff coming up this upcoming weekend, because there's a lot going on. So, Tim, you are going to see No UFOs and Dem Dykes there at the Planetarium.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm so excited. Tweedeath always puts on the best shows. You know, we're selling tickets for it at Dandelion. If anyone is looking for tickets, we got about 10 tickets left, so come by Dandelion Records and Emporium today and pick up a ticket.
What can you say about Dem Dykes there?
Oh, they are great. I gotta say, check it out. And No UFOs is a local guy. Nicest dude in the world. And we've been selling tons of his records as well.
I wanted to make a radio medley of all the bands playing this weekend.
It'd be great.
It was going to start with No UFOs, go to Dem Dykes there. Then Aaron Reed, Naomi Punk, Weed. Then Ty Segall, White Fence, then Watermelon, New Sensei, Walter TV, Mac DeMarco, and end with Lotus Plaza.
It makes you want to, you're so overwhelmed, you just want to stay inside.
I know, it's so much going on. But thankfully they're all on different nights. The Dem Dykes are No UFOs is at the Planetarium on
Thursday.
Yeah. And then on Friday night is Weed, Aaron Reed, and Naomi Punk at the Lion's Den. Friday you have White Fence and Ty Segall at the Waldorf, with New Sensei, I believe. And then Saturday is New Sensei, Watermelon, Walter TV, Mac DeMarco at Oakchi. And then Sunday is Lotus Plaza, which is a Deer Hunter side project, at the Media Club.
I can't wait. Mac DeMarco, I was so close to putting out a record with him. But then, yeah, now he's on Captured Tracks. I can kiss that one goodbye forever.
You were going to put out a 7-inch?
Yeah, I was going to do like a reissue of some makeup videotape songs. But now he is owned by Captured Tracks, I think.
Yeah.
And I couldn't be happier for him. He's super, super talented.
Yeah, it's a great record that he just put out. Rock and Roll Nightclub.
That's the one.
Been playing it a lot on the show. Played it when I had my Green Burrito special, because Burrito put out a cassette of Rock and Roll Nightclub.
I ate at a Green Burrito recently.
Green Burrito?
Yeah.
The fast food restaurant?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm talking about the cassette label.
Oh, fair enough. Ryan's a cool guy, and I am devastated I didn't get one of the Mac DeMarco tapes when they came out.
Yeah, limited release.
50 copies, yeah.
50 copies, yeah. Okay, so coming up next on CATR is Oswaldo with the Morning After Show. What's on your show today, Oswaldo?
Oh, we have a special Australian singer, songwriter, Pamela White.
All right.
So,
cool. Stay tuned for the Morning After Show on CATR. You have been listening to Sup World. I'm your host, Melanie Coles. If you want more info, you can find my website at supworldradio.tumblr.com. And my charming host today was Tim the Mute. We started the show with his latest 7-inch, and then he played a bunch of his favorite songs and releases from his label, Kingfisher Blues.
Absolutely. And it was a blast.
Yeah, the hour flew by. It's 11:29.
Oh my gosh, I gotta be at work in half an hour.
Tim has to be at work in half an hour. Okay, so thanks for tuning in. Coming up next is the morning after show. In the meantime, here is an ad for Nardwar.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate, you remember Pilate from the New Testament?
Not just Pilate, he fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Nardwar Show on CITR.
Well, find a good church. It'll help you out.